Welcome to episode 71 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I am Jenna, and today we are talking about how to choose the right habits to become a fit mom. And I know this show is all about becoming a fit mom or maintaining that status of being a fit mom and just living that good life as a mom that is strong. And you know me, I love to talk about being core strong, living core strong. And so these are habits that you have to have in place in order to have that identity of being a fit mom. And we're going to be talking about that identity. And we're diving deep into the book Atomic Habits today with this topic. We're going into chapter 2. So if you're sticking with me along this book review, we are in chapter 2 and we're talking about our identity of being a fit mom. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Hey mama, we are in the middle of April, and guess what? I haven't had anyone leave a review yet for our giveaway, just to be honest. Yep, we've been doing a giveaway for the month of April and no reviews have came in. However, people are telling me in DMs and on Facebook and just private messages that they are loving the podcast, but they're not leaving a review. So would you be so kind to leave a review, and you're going to have a high chance of winning this giveaway that we're doing. We're doing a giveaway for the month of April for one winner to win a $50 Amazon gift card and a free coaching session with me, a fitness strategy session. So it's a great prize, and I would love for you to just write a review. If you're not sure how to do that, all you do is scroll down to the 5 stars at the bottom of the Apple Podcast for the Fit Postpartum Mom, and you just click the 5 stars and hit write a review. Then you take a screenshot before you submit it and share that screenshot with me so I know who left the review. And that's it. And then you'll be entered into the giveaway. So if you could be so kind to do that, and let's get to that 10,000 download goal that we have together for the month of April. We are so close and I can't wait to hit it. Let's do that. All right, well, let's get into our episode today. We are talking about how to choose the right habits to become a fit mom. And yes, this topic is derived from the Atomic Habits book by James Clear. We've been going deep into this book. It's been so life-changing for so many moms. I'm so excited. We've had a lot of people come up with success and having really good morning routines for their workouts. I'm loving it. It's been good. It's been great for me too. I'm just so excited about this book and how it's helping so many women, so many moms. So we are going into this topic today. We're on chapter 2. And if you want to go back and see and listen to some of our other episodes related to this book, you can go all the way back to episode 61 and episode 63. This is where we began, and those are some of the best episodes that I've done on the podcast. They are game changer episodes. Definitely go back to episode 61 and 63. So we're talking about how your habits shape your identity, and it's hard to keep good habits consistently going, right? It really is. That's the hardest part. It's just consistently having these good habits over and over again. But we want to really focus in today on our identity. And how do we identify ourselves? Do we identify ourselves as being an overweight mom or a fit mom? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We have probably two types of people that are in this bucket of postpartum moms. You know, we have the mom who still has the extra baby weight, and then the mom who is losing the baby weight and is becoming a fit, healthy mom, okay? So which one do you identify as? And I would say most moms, newly postpartum, are identifying as the mom who has that excess baby weight, and that's okay. But now, instead of focusing on that identity as, oh, I'm the postpartum mom with all this extra baby weight, let's sort of trick our mind into thinking that we are a fit mom. And I know that might sound weird, and I know that might sound really unrealistic, but you have to start with that. And that's what this book is talking to us about, is what are you becoming? Not what you are right now, but who are you becoming? And that's why I like to call you a fit mom. I'm going to be calling you a fit mom from this point on because you are a fit mom. You're here. You're listening to the Fit Postpartum Mom podcast. You are a fit mom. And yes, you are becoming one, but you have to convince your brain that you are one, and you have to do that now. And so this is a process. This is a process of, you know, changing our mindset and changing the way we think of ourselves. Okay, so let's talk about a few examples. If you are in a group right now, just hanging out with like maybe two or three people, and they're all smoking, and you are not a smoker, but someone in that group offers you a cigarette, are you going to say, oh, no, I don't want the cigarette, no thank you? Or are you going to say, I'm not a smoker? And you see the difference? You're classifying yourself as not being a smoker, and it's so much easier to say no to that cigarette. And that's your identity. You identify as not being a smoker. So if you're in a party and someone has a dessert, like let's say birthday cake, because there's birthday cake almost everywhere every day, and you are offered the birthday cake, are you going to say, oh no thank you, I'm not eating that because I'm dieting? Or are you going to say, I'm healthy, I don't eat the cake, you know, I'm not going to eat it, because you identify as being healthy? So you have to have some guts to say that to people, because it's not the norm, right? We're surrounded by people who are eating sugar all day long, and we have to stand up for what we believe in. If we believe that we can't eat sugar on a Wednesday or eat the cake on a Wednesday, because why? You know, like, let's celebrate it maybe on the weekend, but are you going to eat birthday cake every day of the week when you're out with all your friends? You know, you have to think about, what do you identify as? And if you are identifying yourself as a healthy person who doesn't eat birthday cake or sugar all week long, but maybe you just save it for the weekends, then you need to stick to that. And these are the habit changes, and it's not easy, guys. It is not easy to change your identity in front of the people when people know you as the person who eats cake every time you're out, or the person who drinks soda, you know, all the time. Are you going to be the person who wants to walk instead of drive from one store to the other? So let's really hone in on what is your identity and what habits go with that identity. Are, if you are a healthy person, are you going to keep sitting all day long? Do healthy people sit all day long? I'm just going to say no. So I classify myself as a healthy person, and I classify myself as a fit mom. And I don't like to sit all day long, because the more I'm up, the more I'm getting my steps in, the more, you know, I'm just staying active. My heart is pumping and I am staying healthy. That's a healthy habit. But if you classify yourself as being healthy, but you're sitting all day long, do those two go hand in hand? No, not really. They don't. And so we need to start thinking about, first of all, what is your identity? Which we already said it, you're a fit mom, you're a healthy mom. And then what habits go with that identity of being a fit mom? So take some time right now, pause this, and start thinking out loud or writing it down. What habits classify a healthy person, a healthy mom? Some things that come to my mind is sleep. Healthy people sleep really well. Also, eating healthy foods like vegetables and fruits and proteins. Like I said earlier, not being lazy, not sitting, but finding ways to move throughout the day. Schedules and routines and consistency with the healthy habits that they have. So isn't that funny? It's sort of like a loop. In order to be healthy, you have to have healthy habits. and vice versa. So it actually talks about that in the book. It's a loop. And so it's just a two-part system. If you want to be healthy, you have to have healthy habits. And you need to have healthy habits in order to be healthy. So it's just a nice loop and pretty simple, actually. So let's continue to think about more habits that healthy people have. Is it, you know, putting on their workout clothes first thing in the morning? Possibly. That is for me. I don't like to put on my day outfit first thing in the morning, because once my day outfit's on, I'm not taking it off. And so I need to put on my workout clothes first thing in the morning, because that reminds me to work out. So let's go back to the identity piece of this. You need to change the system in your life that's going to change your identity. Okay, so the systems that we talked about in previous episodes, and if you're going back to these Atomic Habit episodes, these are all the odd episodes. So go back to all the odd episodes. But we talk about systems, and systems are crucial for creating these habits that are going to create this new identity. And we have to change our belief. Like I said at the beginning, you need to believe in yourself that you are the fit mom. Something interesting in the book that James Clear said was, if you continue to prioritize comfort over accomplishment, then health is not going to be engraved in your identity. So I would say this, and I hope you're okay with me saying this, but the comfort of being lazy, or the comfort of, you know, sleeping in, or the comfort of going to bed and scrolling on social media instead of maybe doing a 10-minute workout before bed, that comfort is not going to shape your identity. You have to go into the uncomfortable in order to shape your identity, in order to create that new habit, in order to change. You can't keep doing what's comfortable. You have to do what's uncomfortable. And sometimes doing a hard workout is uncomfortable. And waking up early to work out is uncomfortable. And putting on workout clothes is uncomfortable because the sports bras are just not fun to wear. So we have to do what's uncomfortable to shape our identity, to do the things that we want to do. If you never change the underlying beliefs of your identity, then your habits will never change. And do you have a goal and a new plan, but you haven't changed who you are? Yes, like we all have goals. We all have goals to lose weight or to get stronger, but do you have the plan to lose the weight? Do you have the plan to be stronger? That's what we need to do. We need to create the plan. We need to create the system to create lasting habits that are going to shape our identity to become the fit mom. See how this is all like a process? It's not just like, oh, the goal is to lose 20 pounds and I made the goal, so now I'm going to be a fit mom. No, we have to have a plan in place. So going back to the belief, we can say, I am going to lose 20 pounds. Or you can say, I'm a fit mom who is losing 20 pounds. Okay, see the difference? There's two mindsets. I'm going to go do something versus I am doing something. So please try to change the way you're saying it in your mind. And this is probably the easiest thing you can start doing right now to make progress towards your goals. So if you need to write a goal down or a reminder in your calendar to keep saying the same statement, I am a fit mom who is losing 20 pounds. Use that word for word. I am a fit mom who is losing 20 pounds. If you keep telling yourself that every morning and every night, you are one step closer to being that fit mom. Okay, that's the easiest. You don't even have to work out. You just have to say it. Say it in your mind. Say it out loud. It's an affirmation. It's a statement. It's a belief statement. And you're stating what your new identity is going to be. Now, I want you to start becoming really proud of yourself. Proud of yourself for being here, for trying to make a change, for actually making a change. Because you're trying, but you're doing it. Okay, I don't want you to think, oh, I'm just trying. You're doing it. You are showing up. You're listening to the podcast. Keep coming back every week, twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, to get that motivation, to stay consistent, thinking in your mind that you're doing this, and being proud that you're becoming a fit mom is part of the process. You know, you need to start talking to people, your circle of friends, your family, that what you're doing. Start telling them what you're doing, and they will ask you questions. Hey, well, what workouts are you doing? And oh, what are you doing to make a change with your eating habits? And then you're going to have to stay accountable to what you're saying out loud. So don't do this in private. do it with a community of people. And I'd love for you to join us in our community of moms who are fit. And you can find in the links in the show notes below where you can join our free Facebook group and you can start declaring that you're a fit mom and you're going to do this. So I'd love for you to join us there. There's so many moms over there that are motivated and working out and are fully invested in becoming a fit mom as a new mom. And I'd love to have you there. So make sure you're identifying yourself from this point on that you're a fit mom, that you are living core strong, that you are doing, like come up with a motto for yourself. That's my motto. I am a fit mom and I live core strong. And because of this blog and podcast that I have, I am invested in myself. I identify as the Live Core Strong blogger, and I identify myself as the Fit Postpartum Mom podcaster. And because of that, I am staying true to my identity, and I am going to continue working out to maintain that fit mom status of being healthy. And it's not for show, it's for health. It's all about health for me and for showing my daughters what a healthy mom can look like so that someday they will become healthy moms. This is a legacy that we are leaving for our family. And we are also, I mean, if we're going to go on a further tangent, we're, you know, helping our friends. Maybe you are the cornerstone in your circle of friends that is the most fit mom in that circle, and now you're going to encourage all those women who are surrounding you. So be that person, and I'd love for you to share this podcast with them too. And like I said, we have that giveaway. There's a high chance that you're going to win, so leave that review and share it with a friend. You'll get a bonus entry if you share this podcast with a friend. But let's say you do have a circle of friends that is not a good influence on you, and they are offering you the sugar and the sodas, and you know you're staying up late with them, going out. I don't know what you're doing, but you just know that your circle of friends and your family aren't that good influence. That is more of a reason for you to join our Facebook community. So I would love to support you. I also do coaching and accountability coaching. So I would love to help keep you accountable and be that positive influence in your life. So if you ever are interested in coaching with me, you can always fill out the form in the show notes below. Straight from the book, one of the biggest reasons why people fail with creating new habits is because their own identity gets in their way. Because you think that you are the mom who will forever have the baby weight. You think that you are part of the family who has never been healthy, so why should you? You have to switch gears here. You have to identify yourself as the fit mom in your family. So that's what I want to leave you with. I want you to continue to speak words of positivity and words of affirmation in your life daily, morning and night, and keep reminding yourself that you can do this. Step one is decide who you want to be, and step two is prove it to yourself with small wins. Just small changes. You can go back to our previous episodes where we talked about these small wins. These are the tiny baby steps towards making positive, good, lasting habits. And that's all you need to do. It's that simple. Decide who you want to be and prove it to yourself with small wins. So what are your principles and values? Who do you want to become and what do you stand for? Most people know what results they want. They want a flat stomach, they want toned arms, they want to lose the 20 pounds. But start with this. Start with who you are becoming and then work backwards from there. And ask yourself these questions all day long. What would a healthy person do? What would a fit mom do? Just keep asking yourself that question every day and you're going to get it done. All right, thanks for joining me on this episode, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next one. And remember to live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.